Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Kerry warns Iraq about Islamist militant threat. Ukraine separatists agree to temporary ceasefire. I'm Ray Kubel reporting from Washington. Even as Islamist militants press closer to Baghdad, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry flew there to promise intense support for Iraq's battle against the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. Edward Uranian reports.
Secretary Kerry placed the burden of fighting ISIL on Iraq's political leaders, urging them to form an inclusive government. He criticized Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki for cutting Sunnis and Kurds out of the governing process. The future of the country, he insisted, will depend on Iraqi leaders joining together to fight the militants.
The very future of Iraq depends on choices that will be made in the next days and weeks. And the future of Iraq depends primarily on the ability of Iraq's leaders to come together and take a stand united against ISIL.
Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Iraqi Prime Minister Maliki insists he will work to form a new government by July 1st constitutional deadline. An Egyptian court sentenced three Al Jazeera journalists to 7 years in prison on charges of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood and spreading false news. The three sentenced Monday in Cairo include Australian Peter Grest, Egyptian-Canadian Mohamed Fahmy, and Egyptian Bahir Mohamed, who was given an extra 3 years on another charge. The Al Jazeera acting general director, Mustafa Swag, called the verdict shocking and said Al Jazeera will continue its international campaign to free its journalists. The International Chemical Weapons Watchdog, charged with ridding Syria of its stockpile, says it received the last of the country's toxic chemicals identified for removal. The head of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says it will take up to 4 months to destroy the 1,300 tons of chemicals that have been turned over by Syria. Israel's responded to a deadly cross-border attack from Syria, as we'll hear from Robert Berger.
Israeli warplanes attacked 9 military targets inside Syria, including a command center and infantry positions. Israel said it was retaliation for an attack Sunday on the disputed Golan Heights, in which a 13-year-old Israeli boy was killed by an anti-tank missile fired from Syria. Two others, including the boy's father, an Israeli defense contractor, were injured when a blast hit their vehicle. It was the first Israeli fatality on the border since the Syrian civil war erupted more than 3 years ago. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
A leader of pro-Russian separatists battling Ukrainian troops in eastern Ukraine says rebels will observe a ceasefire until June 27th. Alexander Boroday announced the deal Monday in Donetsk as rebels join Russian envoys and Ukrainian negotiators in talks aimed at ending the crisis gripping the former Soviet Republic. The truce is to run parallel with a week-long Ukrainian ceasefire declared last Friday by President Petro Poroshenko. Thailand's police force is asking for citizens to help in identifying those perceived to be displaying opposition to the military coup 1 month ago. VOA's Steve Herman has details.
A Thai police general has announced he will give cash rewards to those turning in photos or videos of anyone illegally expressing a political stance. Political gatherings of more than 5 people and comments, including those posted on social media expressing opinions that could incite unrest, are banned under martial law. Authorities have been detaining students and others who, in public, have engaged in seemingly mundane activities, such as eating sandwiches, wearing T-shirts with slogans, reading the George Orwell novel 1984, or making a three-fingered gesture popularized in the movie The Hunger Games. Steve Herman, Bangkok.
At football's World Cup Monday, host Brazil, Mexico, the Netherlands, and Chile all advanced to the second round. Brazil defeated winless Cameroon 4-1. Mexico was a 3-1 winner over Croatia. The Netherlands picked up goals from 2 substitute players to defeat Chile 2-0. Both are advancing to the second round. Defending champion Spain finished up with a 3-0 victory over Australia, but both are headed home. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.